Hey guys, welcome back to another fun episode of Cracking the HSC Code. Here with the Joker, hope you guys are having a great time understanding and working through the common module for the HSC. This week's video will be going through the human experience by comparing two different texts, which one of them being 1984 by George Orwell, and my prescribed text, The Circle, directed by James Ponsoldt. If I were to push you the question about what makes us human, is it just being born as a human, or the experience and emotion we feel that defines us? I believe being born human is just a corpse obtained, a dead body, or a form. What makes that body human are the feelings and emotion being experienced and felt. These experiences all fall under the ability to grow, develop, acquire knowledge, and the totality of characteristics, both past and present, what makes up the particular quality of a person. Human experience as such can be both collective and individual. By relating to the two texts, I will discuss possible answers on how to respond to the following question. How do all texts offer a reflection on human experiences, both deeply personal and shared? All texts offer a reflection on human encounters, both profoundly close to personal and shared. For those of us who hasn't read 1984, it's a speculative narrative which revolves around the protagonist's character, Winston Smith, who lives in London under a totalitarian government. Winston is a character who struggles with loss of personal freedom, which he says in 1984, always the eyes watching you, and the voice enveloping you. Asleep or awake, working or eating, indoors or out of doors, in the bathroom or bed. No escape. Nothing was your own except the few cubic centimeters inside your skull. In this sentence, Orwell uses stream of consciousness, showing the lack of personal freedom is slowly getting to Winston. Desperation on not wanting to lose that human quality he holds as an individual. Comparing the same idea to The Circle, a quick recap. In The Circle, advancement of technology is slowly starting to consume everyone's privacy as everything is being recorded and placed on the cloud, where anyone can possibly have access to it. Linking to our main idea in the loss of personal freedom, for this point I'll be referring to the scene where May Holland becomes an employee at The Circle, and she slowly starts to fall into the same boat as the others around her. Holland starts opening up to the media about herself, exposing everything about her. You may be thinking that this is an individual experience, but I am mostly focusing on the collective of how she was compared to everyone as being different, but not for long. This illustrates the collective experience of everyone being the same, and as she gradually gets pulled into the idea of losing her freedom and privacy. Referring back to the 1984 quote, stream of consciousness also tells us that it's natural, that is why it is said with such ease, indicating that everyone is within the same circumstances. Also, antithesis tells us every space around Winston is under surveillance. For these two texts, we get an understanding on how they are trying to unify the collective human experience into one, and so everyone can witness the exact same experience. Relating to the real world, these ideas were influenced by Nazi to conduct surveillance operation using magnetic tape. That's how the collective experience is shown in all texts, as it can be traced back to the past or led to a possible future. Looking at the individual experience here, as we mentioned before, that both text concepts are trying to synchronize all the human experience into one, so a utopia could be obtained without anyone being different. In this part of the book and the film, we'll be explaining how they use their individuality to rebel. Kicking off with 1984, as O'Brien says, their embrace had been a battle, their climax a victory. It was a blow struck against the party. It was a political act. In this, Orwell incorporated the idea of protest being used as a way of politically de-establishing a government in form of Winston's and Julia's embrace. Influenced by the overall destructive state of the world at the time of writing this novel, Orwell also discussed the influence of politics on his writing, said, "No political statement is a statement in itself." Winston and Julia think they're rebelling against the totalitarian regime, but they are actually aren't, since the party knows about their relationship, creating a paradox, also how they have control over their freedom. Word choice political act, deliberately using the party as an infiltrator to all aspects of their life, acting upon human nature, is not a political act. It's sad to see how the government or the party is covering up this incident as if everything was planned, when in reality, they acted upon themselves in making any decisions. Interestingly enough, looking towards the end of the film, The Circle, the shot of Mae Holland after everything she witnessed, a mid-shot of her along with the audience at the back who was present during the lecture, this shot was right after she challenged the people in charge of the whole operation, aka The Circle, to record and share their everyday life, as nothing personal about them was known. The smile on her face felt strong as she knew she had them cornered. The audience at the back of her represented how powerful she was at that moment, as she had their support in the challenge she had placed forth. Using her individual experience, she was able to come up with a counteract to fight against the circle. This is because her experience and human quality was different compared to the others around her. Well guys, it seems we don't have much time left, so let's wrap this whole thing up. So we agree that all texts offer a reflection on human experiences, both deeply personal and shared, as we can all feel a connection and is relatable to us in any way, not necessarily personal. All texts reflect on human experiences as a sort of target market or to influence us as human beings. That is to be human. That's all, folks. Thank you.